Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now is Larry Bluestein. Blue, how you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. Kind of busy time of year. And, you know, like they always say, this is a busier time now than during the regular season because of the fact that you're trying to discover not only the current class, but the classes ahead, like 24, 25, and, you know, even some 26 kids who are at some of the private schools. So, yeah, it's been busy. It's been rewarding. Had an opportunity to see a couple of scrimmages already. So, and it's loaded. As you said, it's a loaded class with kind of new. From a receiver standpoint,
oh my God, Blue! We got 4- and 5-star wide receiver. I was blown away. Whether it's Jaylen Brown or Ennis out American Heritage Plantation, I know a lot of people are in on Gene, but there's a lot of other guys too.
Yeah, well, you have Ray Joseph, who's a Clemson commit already from Edison, Nathaniel Joseph, who, if you watch him, a lot of people feel that he's. Should be mentioned in that upper tier conversation, and rightfully so, because he's been around. You look at it, he's been around for a while. He's played this game back in his Miami Christian, I think, as an eighth grader. So he's been around. And you mentioned Jaylen Brown from Gulliver Prep, who's not only an outstanding football talent, but a track star as well.
Oh,
and
God, that's Brandon a turn on. Ennis. Jeez.
Excuse me, and Brandon Ennis, as you mentioned, wow. What's not to love about this kid? Eighth grade starter at university school, probably could play three or four positions and do them all well. A premier safety, a premier quarterback even, and he had to play that position last year for Heritage. But now he gets to settle back in for his final year at wide receiver, arguably one of the top three, four players in the state of Florida for 2023. There's talent everywhere you look, I think, on the defensive side. Well, I also want to mention Hakeem Williams, former basketball player at Stranahan, wide receiver, 6'3", can jump out the building, one of the premier kids, and Fowles at Dade Christian, who's another one. And you mentioned Gene. I mean, I don't see how people are letting this kid pass by because of the fact that, I mean, his size alone, Andy's like 6'1.5", 6'2", he's 180 pounds, he can run. I'll tell you what, we saw this coming 2 years ago from the receiver standpoint. But then when you look at Reuben Bain and you look at Lamont Green Jr., guys like that, and you add them into the mix, it's pretty talented. And there's a lot of naysayers around football and probably around the state, maybe because it's out of jealousy, that says that the South Florida area has declined. Nah, I don't agree. Not when you could trot out a Damon Fagan from American Heritage and players like, you know, that. I Javon Brown, who makes his way from Deerfield Beach to St. Thomas this year to play linebacker. And Damari Brown, who's picking up a lot of offers of lately from American Heritage as a cornerback. So, and then Mark Fletcher, who's already committed to Ohio State as a running back.
Big, strong dude, man. Good God, is he something.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally disagree, you know, with the fact that, you know, this is diminished. You know, the talent level is diminished because, you know, I had a chance last week. Over the weekend, they had a referee scrimmage over at Traz Pal, and you had Homestead going against Northwestern. And a Northwestern team that was down everybody from the secondary because they all were running track, so they weren't there. But I'll tell you, yeah, but they're still, they jumped out to a 14-0 lead, and they started inserting some of the reserves. But, you know, we had Max Edwards on our show last night, and he, and I talked to him on Saturday. He doesn't feel that this team, you know, is getting the respect, and they'll have a chance to show it. They have a really tough schedule this year. You know, obviously they play the local teams, but they also play Venice, which is not an easy task. But that's the thing, too. When you look at it, guys, that, you know, I don't have to tell you, but South Florida never runs from anybody. I mean, they run towards the competition, and that's what's happening. And you know that I know you had Sean Serra on, and he was talking, you know, to about some of the showcase games that'll be played down here. We have seven teams from South Florida that are getting an opportunity to play national games, you know, including Stranahan and Western and Dillard. And then St. Thomas gets an opportunity to play St. Joe's of Pennsylvania, which is going to be a, one of the ESPN games. And Chaminade gets to go against St. John's, a team that that a couple of our programs have played over the years out of Washington, D.C. So we're going to be in the spotlight, and we deservedly should be.
Hey, Blue, real quickly, with the movement, and we know about the transfer portal for high school too, who do you like as your top couple of teams right now as we're now in spring football? Where do you stand on who do you think's got the most talent as of right now? Who would you give the number one spot to?
Well, I think St. Thomas, right, you know, I mean, obviously they don't have a proven, in air quotes, quarterback, but they have some kids. But they're strong everywhere else. Their running game is going to be strong. They're really good up front. Miami Central, you know, even though that Roland moves over to the University of Miami, Coach Jube Joseph is really, you know, he's been there for, what, 10 years. So he knows the system. The kids respond to him. They have two quarterbacks, you know, and two really good quarterbacks.
On both,
running
yeah.
game, they have.
Good.
Yeah, both of them. So I think they're going to be in the mix. And I think Chaminade. How could you turn your back on Chaminade Madonna? They've won four state titles in the last 5 years. They have arguably one of the best teams around. They did real well, as you mentioned, in the transfer portal over the off season. I think those three, you know, go in, you know, as teams that you got to keep an eye on. And then certainly American Heritage, new coach, but somebody who's very familiar with the situation. They lost a lot of talent, but they bring back some kids, too. They missed out on the state playoffs. And listen, don't sleep on Northwestern. That's all I got to
really?
Say.
Really? Well, you've been on that this yeah. morning. So, Max, you feel yeah, like he's got a good team.
Yeah, I think he does. They're really solid up front. Their front seven is really good. Their secondary may be as good as you're going to get. And they're all fast or all track type of kids. They all ran the 4x1. So I think they're really good. They have a good special team and arguably one of the top quarterbacks who has an opportunity this year to move into first place all time in total passing yards. Getting by Torrey Morrison, who set the record a couple of years ago. So I'll tell you what, you know, I mean, it, once again, because you know me, I mean, I'll carry the flag for South Florida until the end, and I don't think it's any reason to feel otherwise that yeah. that we've got teams down here and players down here that we're gonna watch for a lot of years to come.
Well, I know you talked to Mario last night, Cristobal.
Yes. Yes.
I'm looking at that list. Boy, he's got a lot of verbal commitments, or is at least in the yeah. running as a finalist, which that hasn't always been the case down here for a lot of the top players. Mario's really worked his ass off to plant some seeds down here this soft season.
Yeah, it's not been the case down here. You know, I mean, I don't want to, you know, start pointing fingers because what's the past is the past.
Yeah, now, that's done, yeah.
You know, as Mario pointed out, he went out and got the best of the best as far as coaching and recruiters. And when you have the guys that he has, like Gattis and Steele and a couple of the other guys that are, you know, that are not just tremendous football coaches, but can walk into a living room and close a deal, That's important. And yeah, you know Mario. Mario's a fighter, and he'll box you out. He did, even when he was at FIU, he was recruiting against Miami and Florida and Florida State. So now that he's with a Power 5 school, one that's on its way up, and a combination between the transfer portal and getting freshmen that he can develop, he's got the coaches to do it. And that's the one thing that people don't realize about assistant coaches. When you have solid coaches that are underneath you, especially for development.
Yeah.
And you know as well as I do, guys, that has been the sticking point over the last, 10 years, where Miami would go out and get a player who was a marquee kid. But he never worked out. For a reason is because they never were developed and they were never taught as well as they should be. And I think that won't be the problem here. I mean, if a kid doesn't succeed, it's because the kid wasn't good enough and maybe over-recruited. Because this time around, you've got enough experience with a Charlie Strong, with a Frank Ponce, and guys like that who've been there, done that before as far as developing kids, and that's important. And I think that's where Miami has the edge. I think Miami, Florida, Florida State all have the coaching staffs in place now where they're going to develop talent and take it to that next level.
Well, listen, we're out of time, but this was a great teaser today. I just want to let
great
you know
tease.
You
right.
You just gave us a great tease. It was so good. We may have to do this next Friday. Can you put us in for next Friday so we can get into some more specific kids? We can get a chance to talk about more about Reuben Bain, who put up stupid sack numbers last year at Central. Those are ridiculous. That kid.
Yeah,
we
got a lot of players. We'll talk next week. Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
Blue, all you right. Take care of yourself. Always good to hear Blue. We didn't
great
lose
to
him.
Hear Blue.
We didn't lose Blue.
No,
we still got him, man.
He's there joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline as always. And good to hear that, and good to hear him back next week, too.
All right, listen, right now we want to take a break. We got a lot of stuff coming up in the show, so don't leave us this morning as we continue on. And we're going to have Blue joining us again here while we got spring football going on. And want to welcome all the assistant coaches from all over the country that are in town here. Up in Adam, hitting the high schools today, trying to get their names in there, trying to suck up to the head coaches, trying to get parents involved and right. Find out who's making decisions for these kids. And if it's an aunt or an uncle in there, and probably throwing a little NIL in there as well.
A little.
Anyway, right now I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing and your plumbing needs. You know, I've been talking for almost 30 years now about Around the Clock Air Conditioning because it's 7 days a week. It's always about great service. Big Daddy, we lost him. But let me tell you, still family owned. Eric and Mike and those guys, and they run it the same way. And they do the same thing with plumbing. You have a plumbing problem, we've got some of the best plumbers in the business now working for Around the Clock Plumbing to go out and take care of all your problems. Even this weekend, toilets, sinks, leaks, anything you have, they're ready to go. But they do something else that they take a lot of pride in. We got a box truck filled with all size Rheem water heaters. When that water heater goes, you don't have to order it and wait 2 or 3 days before you're able to get that hot water back. No, same day installation is something we take pride at. Same day installation, Rheem water heaters in stock. We don't have to order them. You make the call. We pick up the old one and put in the new one, and you're taken care of. We got financing plans as well. There's a lot of really good things going on with Around the Clock Plumbing that I love telling people about. 855-PLUMBER for any problem you have. 855-PLUMBER. And remember the name, Air Around the Clock, Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.